I have to admit that this for me is kind of an unexpected find, because what we're looking at now are ancient tefillin, or phylacteries, that were worn apparently by the Essenes. It's from Cave 4, which is definitely an Essene cave. There's actually one theory that some of the caves were from other people, because some of the caves are like a mile away from Qumran. Other caves are actually right at Qumran. Mm-hmm. And they're different types of caves. One's made of stone, and the other is made of what's called marl, which is like kind of like the sandy stuff. Anyway, so Cave 4 is at Qumran, and here we have tefillin, something like tefillin, the phylacteries that the rabbis wear. And it's very possible many different Jewish groups wore these, and they probably had some kind of value for them as amulets. And in fact, one of the meanings in Hebrew of the word tefillin, which is the Hebrew word for phylacteries, is amulet.
So just remind the listeners what it is exactly.
So there's a verse in Deuteronomy, actually there's four passages, but the main one's in Deuteronomy, and it talks about the Torah being a sign upon your hand, and it says something between your eyes. And the question is, what does that word mean? In one place it says memorial, the other place it uses the word totafot, which is actually a headband. So a headband between your eyes or on your forehead. Well, what does that mean? I understand that to be a metaphor, but clearly some people 2,000 years ago took this literally. We know the Pharisees took it literally, and apparently some of the Essenes did as well. And they said, well, let's just not take the symbol, let's actually make something. And what they did is they wrote microscopic letters. You can see here, actually I don't know if you can see it, but if we take their word for it, on that little strip of leather, it has this passage from, let's see what that's from. And actually this is what from Wadi Murubat, which is from the 2nd century, not from Qumran. Uh-huh. This is from the Bar Kokhba revolt, and it has the passage which says, bind them as a sign on your hand and let them serve as a symbol on your forehead, and that's how they're translating the word headband, as symbol, and teach them to your children. This is the Shema. This is the passage, Deuteronomy 6, it's often referred to as the Shema, and it's microscopic writing. We don't know how they wrote this. I mean, they must have had really like eagle eyes to be able to write that small and a very, very sharp writing implement. Now, here's the interesting thing. They didn't have quills. A quill is a feather that you sharpen to a really, really sharp point, and you can write really fine stuff. They didn't have quills back then. That's something from the Middle Ages from Europe. They had reeds. They would take a reed and sharpen it, and you can never get a reed as sharp as a quill.
Are you suggesting that they used a reed to do this? Or?
They had to use a reed. That's all they had.
Oh, my goodness.
So really, this was very advanced, very high skill. And here's the point. You're taking these words from Scripture, and you're putting them on this little tiny strip of leather, and then you're folding it up into a tiny little thing and putting it in a box, and then putting that on your hand or your head. Mm. Well, is that really what Scripture means? So, I guess some people understood that to be the case. Mm. But I find it hard to believe that's really the intent.
So the mezuzah falls into the same category, right?
The mezuzah is it's the same passage, and it's the same sort of thing. Is that meant to be literally? And actually, if you look at the four passages, two of them are in Exodus, talking about the Exodus from Egypt being a sign upon your hand and a symbol between your eyes. Mm. And the other two are talking about the Torah as a whole, not just this one paragraph. Mm-hmm. But I guess some of them interpreted it that way.
Sure.
So this is an interesting thing. You see this in many archaeological sites around Jerusalem and this area in Judea. It's a stone vessel, and this probably had to do with the belief that that a stone vessel was part of the earth and therefore couldn't contract ritual impurity. So there's all these laws in Leviticus that if you have a vessel and there's liquid in it, and let's say a woman during her time, her nidah, touches it, well then the liquid in there becomes ritually impure, and you can't use that for the temple, for example. Whereas there was this belief, and I don't know where they got this from, this is what they believed, that if it's a stone vessel, that it won't become ritually impure.
It was immune from that somehow.
It was immune, right. And so you find these in Jerusalem. They found them at Qumran.
Right.
This is really interesting here. We'll get to the Dead Sea Scrolls.
So just let everybody know, we're still in the middle of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But there's artifacts on either side of the tunnel.
So these are weights, which is really cool. And we hear in Scripture about unequal weights and measures, and what it literally says in Hebrew is even ve'even, which means a stone and another stone. And they translate as unequal weights, because how will you translate? Literally, it's stone and stone. Uh-huh. And what that means is you have one stone for selling and one stone for buying, and they would put things in a balance, and if they were selling, they'd put the light stone. If they were buying, they'd put the heavy stone.
So it reminds me of Ezekiel 18, right?
Ezekiel 18, absolutely.
When Jehovah says, well, the children of Israel say, the ways of Jehovah is not fair, and he says, but isn't it your ways that are not fair?
Right, and literally it says they're not weighed.
They're not weighed.
They're not weighed in the balances, and he's like, you're right. You could be a wicked person your whole life, but if you repent, then all of the things you did are washed away. They disappear. It says, they will not be remembered. And also means that they will not be mentioned. God doesn't forget, but he's not going to mention it. That means it's not weighed. All of your wicked acts, you're forgiven.
So these are the weights.
Wow.
Moving on.